Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. What is something you think is underrated?
I'm going to surprise you guys right now.
Windows. Windows 95?
This is stupid. 97? No, Windows. What's XP? Something that we go through our life taking for granted every goddamn day?
Wow,
it's the window.
Oh, the windows in buildings.
The windows in buildings. The windows in your car. Can you imagine driving
Eyes,
the windows to the soul. We never.
Can you imagine driving without windows is a great question. I cannot, Katie.
If we were sitting in here in darkness, do you think we'd have this energy? No, we would not.
No.
We'd be sleepy like birds.
Yeah.
Right? If the birds get sleepy. When you
like
put
birds?
The thing on top.
Put a towel over their cage. Isn't
windows.
That how people put their birds to sleep?
That's where you put the birds. Yeah. That's how I put my dog to sleep. When
put a blanket on him.
Yeah. I want him to calm
that's
down.
What we do with our kids.
I put him in a parakeet cage and I put a towel over it.
I told you he's very small.
Yeah. Just underappreciated.
Underappreciated. We walk through life and we never stop and say, thank you, windows.
There's a nice window.
Is it that? Yeah. Can we broaden out a little bit? Is it about transparency?
It sure can be about transparency.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because isn't
go
a
into
window,
that.
Absolutely. There's nothing opaque. There's nothing deceptive about a window.
And then this time of deception and lies.
Right.
I think that we need to just stop and take stock.
Did you have a sort of light bulb moment with the window where you're like, I'm sorry, windows.
Yeah.
I have been taking you for granted.
Yeah, yesterday when I was thinking about what to talk about today.
So you were trying to complete this.
That's
as
funny.
You were driving
Dan,
here.
Can we pull up that clip from 2006 from Katie's old YouTube channel, Fuck Windows?
Listen, we all evolve.
Right,
you can't hold me to past Katie.
Right. And
that's true.
And so you do stand by those comments or no? You've moved on since then.
I've moved on since then.
Okay, great. So we won't have to play the clip.
No, we don't have to. I apologize for my previous derogatory comments on Windows.
Right.
What do you think about a nice stained glass window?
I was just about to say that.
They're
that's
cool.
A lovely
vibes.
Addition.
They
you
have
know,
a, like, yeah.
I wouldn't want all my windows to be stained glass.
Yeah, that's
but
a good point.
But a room where you're like meditating.
It's a controversial take. Not all windows should be stained glass windows.
Not all windows, but some, there's room for all types of windows in my world.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, to go along with that point, I feel like the most luxurious thing you could have are floor to ceiling windows.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why. Yeah. Because I guess because you're banking a lot on those windows, really being able to protect you, but look, they're going to bring in all the light.
I want to be rich enough to have floor to ceiling windows and then stand naked watching the sunset or something in front of them. That's like a real power move. Although I did, was talking
although
with somebody.
I did flash the street in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and you know.
Got arrested.
That's fine. Someone was talking about being in an earthquake in the 90s. Some earthquake. Was it
the
Northridge
North
one?
Earthquake,
I don't know.
1994.
And being like, the only thing that really happened that was scary was that all the windows shattered. And so there's that. They can turn into like
shackles. Yeah, little knives. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we eat with everything. There's a little bit of a
and
risk.
And look, even if you don't even have to be wealthy, you get an old shipping container, cut the front end off, and build a floor to ceiling window there. Boom, you've got your floor to ceiling windows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've made it.
Yeah, it sounds a very reasonable thing to do.
Even if windows break, they're still windows.
You know, I think shipping container structures are kind of cool. Yeah. I hear there's like.
Have you seen that one that's like a bunch of them stacked on top of each other?
Probably. It's like on every listicle of like cool shipping container homes. Yeah.
Cool. Well,
cool.
Windows. What's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Something from my search history was just before I left LA, I searched how to come down from a massive high.
Oh, wow.
So
to prepare?
To prepare. No, it wasn't to prepare. It was in the midst of it. So listen, it's very different here. The stuff that you have, I was gifted some after I did a show at the Comedy Store of something called Speedweed, which I think is not how quickly it works, but
oh wow. They called it Speedweed?
It's called Speedweed. I think it's how quickly they deliver.
And I'm
not a weed smoker, right? So I don't know. It had these two little tubes of pre-rolled spliffs in them. One was something called Granddaddy Purple.
Mm-hmm, GDP, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Anarcha-dominant.
Granddaddy Purple.
Yes. Thank you, grandfather.
I believe the children call it GDP. So there was one of those and then just another branded Speedweed one. And I don't smoke at home. And so here's the first thing to remember. Important to know that if people smoke weed at home, they put it with tobacco.
Yeah,
so we're on a spliff, right? So that's. So I decide after having had this for a week that I'm going to go up on the roof of the place that I'm staying, and smoke it.
Burn it down. Yeah.
Burn it down. So I have like two puffs, and I'm like, oh, I don't smoke cigarettes. This is gross. It doesn't work. So there's a guy on the roof. I give him the spliff. So I'm like, he smokes. I give him. Right.
Like, please take this away from me.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, you sure you don't want it? And I was like, no, it's fine. So nothing had happened then. I get back into the apartment, and like 15 minutes later, I have a complete and utter freak out. It's like I've dropped acid. I don't know what's happening, but it becomes very middle-aged very quickly. I start tidying the entire flat. I'm basically almost start my tax return. I'm having a paranoid freak out. So I'm Googling, how do I come down from this massive high? And then one of the things it recommends is that I chew on a peppercorn. Neil Young recommends, if you're having a paranoid high, chewing on a peppercorn.
Yeah.
So I go into my friend's kitchen and there is there's a packet of white powder. So I snort that.
No.
Yes. And this is the point that my fiance said to me, you made that bit up. And I was like, can I reiterate? I was fucking high.
Right. Where was it? Like
it was
with
like
the
in his
spices?
Kitchen. Yeah, in his kitchen. So I snorted that. That didn't work. I messaged my friend going, what should I do? And he said, you need OJ. And I was like, I'm staying in Koreatown. Like, I don't know that I want to go out walking. It's sketchy. I don't really know my way around.
Yeah, and I think OJ lives in Las Vegas.
I was going to say. A blonde woman wandering around LA asking for OJ.
Right.
No.
Right.
So that was my Google search, was to try and come down.
Sounds like an adventure.
Sounds like all the things you were told are the worst things, too, also. Right.
It feels like I was being trolled.
Yeah, like, I feel like Neil Young was fucking with you.
Hey,
yeah.
Snort up, I got a packet of cream of tartar in the kind of spices. Yeah. Do that one real quick. See how that gets you. Because you're right.
Yeah. I mean, you can snort things that'll really like fuck up your sinuses. Was it a benign white powder?
Yeah, it was fine. It didn't say to snort the powder. It said to chew on a peppercorn.
Right.
And
right.
you were just
and you and interpreted just that as find some white panicked. Powder and panic snort it. Yeah. A panic snorting is always a great place yeah. to be.
That's a good indicator.
I thought it would like clear my mind or something, right. like a snuff or something. I was like, you know, just yeah, yeah.
something just to change your
atmosphere. And then my perception.
The other thing, this was definitely trolling, was someone said sometimes it's helpful to chew on something to like ground you.
Right.
Maybe some nuts.
Right.
And there were some almonds and I had the driest mouth. And so I put these nuts in. I was like I was chewing on like right. cotton wool. Then I watched Lethal Weapon 3 and cried for about an hour and a half.
Man. Is that the one where they're making fake money?
It's the one where Joe Pesci is blonde.
Yes, that's pretty much all I remember. And Rene Russo, I think comes aboard.
Is it like they're making fake Chinese money, or there's a Chinese guy? I think that's four.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, never get them straight.
Three has a really good Eric Clapton Sting collabo.
On the opening.
I really like that.
That must have been calming.
Eric Clapton and Sting serenade. That was fun. I was sort of crying when Joe Pesci thought he was dying, and he was saying he'd been shot, and I was like, yeah. I could get shot.
So the movie caused you to cry. It wasn't just like a powerful performance. All around existential crisis. It was the power of Lethal Weapon 3.
I'd like to say it was the power of Lethal Weapon 3. Okay. I think all around it was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And it lasted for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be making that mistake again.
When I was too young, my dad bought me and my sister tickets to go see Lethal Weapon 3 while he took my younger sister to see Fern Gully. And we literally got pulled out of the theater for being too young.
Like someone was like, somebody was like,
there are children at Lethal Weapon 3. And so we had to watch Fern Gully. And I was inordinately into Lethal Weapon 3 because it was like the forbidden fruit.
The movie that Avatar ripped off.
Fern Gully, yeah. Yeah, not Lethal Weapon 3.
No, could you imagine?
The box office over the weekend. So I think number one was Maleficent. Number two, The Joker.
Mm.
Both movies that did, like the standard split right now is like 60% to 70% of your box office is overseas, foreign, you know, box office, and then 30 to less than 30% is made domestically in America. But I noticed Zombieland 2 came out and its domestic versus international split was like the opposite, basically. Its international was in the 20s.
Mm.
And so that made me wonder. I went back and looked at the original Zombieland and it was also a similar split. World War Z had more of a traditional split, which makes sense because it was more of like a international disaster movie than what we think of as zombie movie.
With Brad Pitt.
Right, with Brad Pitt. But it basically seems like there's like fast-moving zombies, which are actually formidable like monsters in monster movies, are popular everywhere, like a normal disaster movie or a horror movie. But like the slow-moving, like groaning zombies that right. we like are familiar with, that are like the stereotypical zombies, like nobody likes them anywhere except America. They like don't play anywhere else.
Let me zoom out real quick. I think that's sort of like the take of American history, right? It's
right.
like beating up on slow-moving, weaker creatures.
Right. Yeah.
And then flexing, being like, "Yo, you saw that shit I did? I just bombed the right. fuck out of these kids."
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I think there is. Like weakness, like, oh, that's sport. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I want to feel super powerful. And I think maybe that's the difference is like, no, that's an opponent. These right. fast fucking freak track stars.
Right.
Not like the like
yeah.
inanimate objects you can just beat the shit out of. I don't know. I think there's something. There's got to be
Shaun
something
of the Dead
American
ruin
ethos.
It a little bit.
Shaun of the Dead, I think, was more of a even split, even though it was made in England by British
It kind of really, yeah, but it kind of really mocked the idea of how slow they were. Oh, right. And yeah. inventive yeah. in the way they're killing them with throwing the records and going through them. And deciding right. which,
yeah, yeah.
You know, because it was
they
crazy.
Were so slow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good, I mean, I think it's one of the best zombie films, but yeah,
oh,
because of its like sort of sober-eyed
the definitive
critique
zombie
of
movie.
Like, yeah, how those monsters, quote unquote, move.
Right. Yeah. And we've talked before about how inherently political it is. If you look at the breakdown of zombie movies versus vampire movies that are being made in America, zombie movies tend to be made more when Republicans are in office. And vampire movies more when Democrats are in office. And it's because the theory goes that vampires are sort of represent the right wing's fear about the left, that there's like these kind of European, sexually ambiguous, thin, fancy, pale monsters that are like trying to seduce you. And then, you know,
with their socialism.
Right, with their socialism, never come out at, during the daylight and just up all night. And then zombies are, you know, represent the Democrats' fears of Republicans, that it's like the groaning hordes, the, you know, dumb, slow-moving crowds,
right,
like a theme park on a sunny day or a crowded Walmart. Like, that's the liberals' greatest fear.
Do zombies...
Tries to eat your brains, literally the thing you think with.
Do zombie movies resonate with you at all, Tiff?
Yeah, I like a zombie movie. I love
Like fast or you like slow?
I like all of them.
Oh, so you just you're fully bought in for the zombie.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of them. I really enjoyed the Santa Clarita Diet as well, which has since been cancelled.
Right.
I thought that was a real fun kind of.
Were they
take
zombies
on that.
In that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She's Well, it was.
Well, she just has. She has it kind of like a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Her
well,
thirst
she's,
for flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. No. She's yeah, but she's more compos mentis.
Mm.
Like
right.
It's some kind of curse, but it's a zombie esque.
Right.
Like, you know. So
interesting.
Just a cannibal zombie kind of thing, maybe. Maybe with Brexit, we're going to lose out on the vampire films because they're, you know.
Right.
Right.
Dracula's like Eastern European.
Yes. Well, but I wonder how much the fear of the EU is what fuels vampires. Like fear of the influence of outside countries.
Continental vampires.
Yes, exactly.
I do like the idea of the socialist vampires.
Though. Yeah.
Wearing a cape saying no billionaires on it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he has a fancy accent.
Yeah.
And he
but
says
you
where
look
he's
at
from.
Their box office.
Hey guys, what about more blood blanks where we all share the blood?
Right.
Everyone get equal share of blood.
I like this guy.
This guy knows how to party. When you look at vampire movies, the split is generally like in keeping with international box office trends. But zombies are just all American, the all American zombie movie.
Well, which are the fast zombies then? Because I think I've only ever seen even
World
The
War
Walking
Z,
Dead.
28 Days Later.
28 Days Later.
Oh, yeah.
And,
which is one of the best. I really love
Resident
Evil.
Dawn of the Dead. Resident Evil are speedy ones, aren't they?
Yeah, Dawn of the
Dead
is
slow.
I Am Legend. They're quick.
Right. Yeah.
Real quick.
They didn't even count that as a zombie movie.
Oh, really?
Box Office Mojo.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's just about, you know, America likes to beat up the weak.
Yeah, I really like that theory. That
I'm
it's
serious.
Just like everyone else is like, why would you create a movie about like horror movie logic on easy mode?
Yeah, because you get to beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, dude, you just get to mow
fuck
people
them
down.
Up, dude, it's sick, and there's no risk to me. I fucking fight the weak.
Yeah.
So where does the Purge sit in all of this?
Yeah,
Purge is this. I think just another American fantasy.
But I feel like you're right that it probably is playing with the same themes, right? That like the outside masses are going to come for you, but it also appeals to probably the people who are more
disempowered.
Like, right. And also like with zombie movies, I feel like it's just like, you know, people shoot a bunch of
I mean,
of
I would love
hordes.
A zombie film where, first of all, that we represent the zombies as being a little more intelligent, cultured.
Right.
You know, why don't, what isn't there zombie culture? I feel like I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Where they're very like, they're like, okay, let's plan what we're going to do. Let's just not just stumble up to the house.
Right.
You know, maybe we can reason with them. Maybe not.
And maybe,
interesting take.
Maybe bring some snacks.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of a dinner party.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of.
It's like, we don't know what they've been eating. Their flesh might not taste good. Remember that other family we ate?
Refined zombies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's free idea, Hollywood.
There you go. What is a myth?
Well, now I'm afraid because I have spent so much time talking about my father already,
right.
But it was about my father, the
that
apple
I
far.
I have a father.
I have a father.
Yeah.
My, like, the apple far, wait.
The apple?
The apple doesn't fall
yes.
far
yeah.
from the
so
tree.
My dad is a sommelier and works in wine. I hate wine so much. I won't drink it. I won't smell it. I feel like it tastes like battery acid.
Rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. I think it's like a probably like a weird psychological thing where I just like grew up watching.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one sister.
Are you the older or the younger?
Younger.
Okay, you're the youngest.
Yeah.
And you're pushing back against, and your older sister likes wine.
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
How did you know that?
Thank you. This has been my TED Talk.
Wait, so do you like other forms of?
Yeah, I drink cocktails, but I won't drink wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just, you just can't, is it, the first like thing it. You're like, I don't like it, but do you think if you stripped away, does your dad like wax on and on about wine all the time?
Yeah, I think it's because like when that I was a teenager, sense. I couldn't go in tasting rooms. My dad would like leave me in the parking lot when he would like take.
Oh, so it's tied to neglect.
It's not good, but yeah.
Just see your dad like falling like in falling a hot tub,
yes. in a hot wine tub with a big glass of warm red next to
him. He was just like avoiding my mom by going to wine tastings. Right. I'm like, I don't like it.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like the culture.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, that's your right.
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
I will say,
so are
you, know,
like oh. you, when you're at Thanksgiving, are you the only one not drinking wine?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
and
a
like
rule
sober
to have
people.
Wine at I guess, yeah. A lot
well,
of
no,
people
I was just wondering like family-wise. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just feel like when I think about it, there is wine. Yeah. Like, because even on my dad's side, there wine didn't start coming in the picture till like later on.
Right.
Before, yeah. There wasn't a lot of wine on the table.
Right,
but
right.
Now, I think they think they made it or some shit.
Right.
It's so scary when someone like finds wine when they turn like 54.
Right.
I was a little bit ignorant about wine. I thought there were only four kinds, red, white, screw top, and cork. Actually, five and box. And then I went to Italy for the
Jesus
first time.
Christ.
And when I was in Tuscany, I went to the San Volognano winery, and I fell in love with a Chianti that, to say it maybe tastes...
There's this haunted house in Tennessee that... Huh. Far from any winery, probably close to some whiskey distilleries.
You know what a haunted house would be? A world without this Chianti.
Oh,
that I
shut
had.
The fuck
because
up.
In a way.
So there's this gentleman, the Russ McCamey, who owns and operates what claims to be the most terrifying haunted house experience in America.
Claims.
Well.
Let's see, tough guy.
He follows the people through with a video camera because they will like try and sue him afterwards because they're so fucked up
so
over
it,
what happened.
It's the exact Nathan for you bit where he was like, you're going to make your haunted house pop in because you're going to be so scary people sue you.
Yeah, it's basically
it's
that.
That's the exact premise that Nathan offers the haunted house owner
yeah.
in that episode. Okay,
yeah.
I'm
he
in.
Films every tour. He then publishes the results on his YouTube page. I haven't
results.
Had a chance to watch the hours and hours of footage of people walking around in the dark. But yeah, it just seems next level. He makes you watch a two-hour video.
On what?
Like
just how
like,
to be scared?
Yeah, I think basically.
Or like primes you?
Yeah, you're not allowed to. There's all this long list of like you can't touch the actors, you can't do any of this stuff, and then primes you to be scared, which I wonder if that like he also talks in this article that's like a profile of him from the local news about hypnosis. So I wonder if like part of the video is priming you like to be scared. Mm-hmm. In like in particular, so that like when you go in, everything that you're like hearing in the dark becomes something really.
Oh, wait, hold on, are they waterboarding people in here?
I'm
watching this clip. This woman is covered in blood, crying.
Yeah,
someone has a hand around her throat.
Now, yeah,
is that
okay.
her own throat?
Yikes!
Or is that him? It looks like the dude holding the camera. It looks like a dark ass POV porn video.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really kind of the vibe you get. He's never drank, taken an illegal drug, or sworn. He's never even had a cup of coffee. He's like this.
Oh boy,
you know,
he's like Trump.
It's Mitt Romney,
right? He's the he's the
teetotaler who's getting his jollies by pouring blood on women and strangling them on camera.
Yeah, okay. I think that might be what we're dealing with. But you can experience it for yourself.
What's this challenge I'm reading?
Yeah, he will, I think, pay you, I think there's a $20,000 prize if you can make it all the way through the haunted house.
Oh, shit. There's something like this in San Diego, too, actually, where it's supposed to be the most immersive, disturbing experience you have. And people come from all over the country to do it because it is so fucked up. And it's sort of the same thing where you're basically being like mentally tortured for like eight hours straight.
Wild.
And people are like, oh, yeah, it was great. And other people are like, I shouldn't have done this.
cool. He also it sounds says like Guantanamo. It sounds very...
Right.
Yeah. And apparently he deducts money from your $20,000 prize if you curse. So...
Aw, shucks.
Right, yeah. So you just have to keep it 100% PG as somebody's like waterboarding you with fake blood.
I'm just looking at this preview video is on his channel. I'm like, this is all kinds of bad. Right. But I get it. I mean, like, I get why there's so many people who I know who are into this shit. Like, they're like, I want to get fucking freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Not me.
I wonder what that is. Like, what that is internally.
What?
If you just like didn't have a lot of adversity, you're like, I want to be scared.
Finally. Oh, right.
Yeah. That's for white people.
Yeah, truly.
Like, you're like, man, I would love to have like all kinds of existential threats coming at me.
That in a controlled setting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, like our like whole nervous system was shaped at a time when we hadn't fully escaped the food chain. So we are like, we were built to experience life altering fear like on a regular basis. So people probably who are too bored, I think you're right, just go and seek it out.
For women, you can just walk home at night with headphones in.
Right.
And
there
it's
you
the
go.
Same experience.
Yeah. Oh,
I think that's his
that's
other
a fun challenge.
That's next year's haunted house he's done.
The headphone challenge.
Oh boy. Well, Ross McCamey, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
I hope, man. I'm gonna dig in a little bit more. I want to see how fuck, because it sounds like it's basically saying you're going to sign a waiver and an indemnification agreement where I will abuse you.
Yeah, he says a common fear people share is water. So like somehow he's turning water into a haunted house attraction.
Why not like enlist in the army if you're gonna, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because,
dude, he's doing shit like duct taping people's eyes shut, like wrapping it around their heads. I'm more like, what about the back of your head? All that hair you don't pull out.
Yeah.
That's good hair back there.
Hey, man.
That's some good hair back there.
That's that's where that 40-page waiver comes in.
Do you guys go to Burbank for the haunted houses there?
No, there's one in North Hollywood I went to last year that this dude has, and he was so stoked. He's like, I save all my money to do this for the kids.
Yeah.
For the kids.
And I was like, but he was like, but he you could tell it was truly like in the spirit of Halloween.
Right.
He's like, I just really like to see that like I can like kids in the neighborhood have something to do in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, also, bro, your haunted house is trash.
Was it really bad?
I think I scared one of the characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I went the wrong way and like they were on like a cigarette break or something. They're like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Is this the, no, this is your living room.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. All right, guys, let's talk about this haunted house in Centerville, Maryland. It's one of many communities across the country that are being affected by the opioid crisis. And they're deciding to combine that crisis with their Halloween festivities by doing a drug den haunted house. It includes... So a drug den, a frightening arrest, a court hearing, a jail cell, a wrenching family crisis, a harrowing overdose. They're even bringing real prisoners who are encouraged to interact with the visitors.
Oh,
wait, hold on.
What incredible escapism.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
There are inmates who they're being like, hey, anyone who wants to volunteer for the haunted house real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Come with me.
You know this devastating crisis you guys are facing? How about you just go use your face for a fun Halloween scare?
Right. Now, this sounds like one of those ideas that would be like one person brings up and... people are like, maybe for 15 minutes. But this actually has a decade, like a multi-decades history, because this town gained notoriety in 89 for their haunted crack house, which was housed in an old jail cell. This one's called Haunted Trap House.
They're like, so we exploit like our dying people.
Yeah.
Wait, they're
for
calling
our fun
this
old
one
holiday.
Haunted Trap House?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The opioid one is Haunted Trap House.
Well, at least maybe the name change will bring in more Gen Z kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, hell yeah, trap.
But yeah, so the crack house one back in 89-90 had a narrative about a girl named Liz who led you through various scenes of her life. To a teenage drug party and then to jail and eventually the morgue and funeral home, at which point kids were invited to have cider and cookies in the treat room. That's
it. Sounds like the plot of Euphoria.
And then at the end, they're like, what did we tell you about accepting shit from strangers?
Right,
y'all
right.
All failed. That was poison.
But it was
poison.
Tied to Dare.
It was tied to Dare?
Yeah. Of course.
God, Dare worked on my ass when
it
I was.
Did?
Yeah, because like I.
We were both like, it did?
Well, no. I mean, not. Well,
not
weed,
like long term.
Weed doesn't count. But besides that. No, because when they taught it to you, it was like this scary ass man with a trench coat. And then there was all his trench coat opened up to pockets, like.
With all the weird
with
drugs.
With every drug in it. And I'm like, he's so scary. Like, if anyone comes at me with a trench coat, you can guess what I'm saying. And that's no. Yeah.
I think our DARE officer, this dude, his name, he had the dumbest vanity license plate, and he gave us a challenge to fucking figure out what his vanity license plate meant. To this day, I still remember. It was PRNCHAS.
CHAS.
And he's like, whoever can guess my vanity plate, I'll give you guys a little prize at the end of the DARE program.
Parent Christ?
I don't know. That's what you think?
I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck is Prince?
He's like, you get a pass to
It was Prince Charles.
Ah!
And I was so pissed off. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
It says Pern Chas, no R's, no L. This right. looked like Porn Chase, if anything.
Yeah.
And fuck that. That's why I started smoking weed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is just fucking stupid. Him. Yeah.
I'll show you.
Also, he had this box.
Your car inconsistencies. I'm going to light up a fat blunt,
fuck
bitch.
This. Yeah, like that just negated everything you say is moot. Now I'm doing PCP, and I will throw a dumpster at a cop car. Like you said, that's a lie, though.
They have found that DARE actually, like this approach generally doesn't help and can sometimes be seen to statistically have a negative impact on drug use.
Well, so your officer did a trench coat bit.
No,
to show the
drugs? It was the pamphlets. The pamphlets.
Oh, got it, got it.
The cops came, and I remember one of the cops saying, "If anyone asks you to do drugs, you say my mom doesn't want me to." And they're like, you know, a lot of like people in gangs when they say that excuse, then people uphold it and they think that's a good. I'm like, if someone asked me and I said my mom doesn't
said no.
Yeah.
I was like so no, that was my first moment where I was like, I think I'm being led astray, because that's truly the worst response.
That's exactly why they say DARE doesn't work, because kids
it's
are
not
smarter
meant to,
than that.
Yeah,
like, and they're just like, yo, this is bullshit.
They're not giving the tools to interact with other people your age.
Yeah.
Not like for me as a police officer, this is what I would say.
It's there's
like
footage of on YouTube from a 1990 haunted crack house in Avalon, because it started like a trend.
Oh,
apparently it was like this big media.
I can't believe this is real. That's freaking insane.
And at one point you see a cop hauling a teenager into jail because he, quote, killed his best friend for some marijuana.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be your own.
Right.
Jeez, that is fucking brutal.
I'm guessing, like, because the one that started in this one is from the Kennard African American Cultural Heritage Center. Like, it seems like they're starting from a good place, like truly trying to provide a service, and then other people are like, oh yeah, this is a good idea,
yeah,
and then have a completely tone deaf one that's even worse. I mean, look.
No, they're like, let's get all our people from the hospital and then sell tickets.
Right.
Right.
They actually have these things in the South that are called like hell houses, where it's just people basically reenacting sin to like scare you away from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is this, like stuff like truly like you're like, and these are two men holding hands. Yeah. Oh God.
Did you guys have the thing with like drunk driving where they like
had the mangled ass car and shit?
Mangled car, and they were like, come out to the...
Hurry, your friend got in a car accident on the football field.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they get the car there? Because we all have to park on the other side of school.
And I was like, honestly...
They're dead. Did they do that?
Yeah, and then we
pretend?
Laughed.
Yeah.
No, actually, wait, I don't even think we had that. I think our school just gave up on us.
Yeah.
And I was like, Ashley would have never been wearing that pink tulle Jessica McClintock dress to prom.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
She would have not been caught dead in that dress.
A prom dress from Delia's? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
No, Jessica McClintock was cool as hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The coolest.
Is that a brand or a person who was dead in the car?
No, Jessica McClintock was like a cool. It was like a dress brand.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool if Jessica McClintock was like, dude, they got Jessica McClintock. She's in that mangled car.
Yeah, no, that does sound like a dead schoolgirl.
It's weird. I don't know. I mean, I guess I think the times I learned the most is when other people my age in real life fucked up.
Yeah.
And I saw that shit. And I'm
of
like,
course.
Oh my God, dude. That, like, you know, your friend will flip a car or something, like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he was driving on Molly.
I don't think you should, like, okay, maybe I'm a prude ass bitch in case there's any high schoolers listening to this.
PAB.
Do you have a high school?
Huge high school listening base. They do this to get in touch with
people. People should try, like, hard drugs till they're, like, 25. And then they can decide if they want.
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, also, too, like, psychedelics, you overdose, like, taking too many like, trip is too intense when you don't even know who the fuck you are. Woo, boy, when I thought I was cool on mushrooms, I'd have worst trips of my fucking life.
Really?
Because I'd be like, I'm not respecting my mom enough. Like, and you're like, fuck. Because you're, like, 16 and shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, man, I'm fucking taking her for granted, man.
Yeah.
My dad left, and they're like, you know, she's doing a lot right now.
Yeah, teenage boys, you're too shitty to take... psychedelic
dude,
drugs.
Yeah. Because start going
you will
inward.
Have some realizations yeah. about yourself.
And then I remember right after, I was like, no, I got to do right. Yeah. It's actually kind of cool yeah. in that sense.
You know what? Me, I always feel like when I'm on mushrooms.
Like laughing? Like
no,
that?
I'm just like, oh my God, I love everyone. My skin is vibrating. It feels yeah. so good. My body feels like a waterfall.
Yeah. Well, now because you're sort of a fully actualized human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus a chaos-brained teen.
Now, mushrooms are great as an adult. Just not so great when you're not.
Just kidding. I don't do mushrooms that much. Whatever.
Yeah, you're a D1 athlete. Look, tell all the youth who are listening
right
now.
I love water and vegetables.
That's so tight.
Hell so yeah. tight. What is something you think is overrated?
I don't love hot tubs. I'm not a hot okay. tub person.
Yeah.
Go on. Just being, what do you mean?
I don't love being hot in general, and I feel like...
You're so modest.
Yes. and I feel like being in hot water, it's a lot of skin cells. And I know it's disgusting, but
oh,
true.
So that's
it's
what
like
I'm
skin cells,
like,
it's dirty.
It's the, yeah, you don't want to be in body soup.
Yes. And then bring it back to my father. He's someone who regularly passes out in hot tubs. Like, because he gets too hot.
You're dead.
Damn. It's like, it's so hot. He's like, fuck, I don't want to see yes. fucking hot tub. Yeah.
We're all worried. I really feel like it's a Harrison Ford like suicide attempt thing where he's like, I just passed out on accident. It wasn't on purpose.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of the times you're just thinking all this body lint.
Yeah.
That is
you can
thing.
See it in the water.
Yeah, when it's floating.
And I've never been in a hot tub with like clean people. It's always like, right. you know, guys I knew freshman year of college.
Right, right. Who are like using this as a bath.
Yes, right. for sure.
And they're like, why do you keep scrubbing your arm under the water? They're like, nah, I'm just feeling myself. I'm not exfoliating here in the fucking hot tub.
I once was in a hot tub with a guy who's eating red vines that got wet from the hot tub water and like, continued eating them.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, to be honest. I mean,
I'm that's... trash. I'm not saying that he's yeah. right. I'm saying I'm disgusting.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything to me.
Because, you know, in my mind,
visceral level.
Chlorine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, and sure. I'm like, what's a little skin cells between
right.
friends
and also
or strangers
it's like
at a Holiday Inn?
It's basically like pre-softened for you a little yeah. bit, you know? So
Also, you know, actually, I'm a little more upset about the I don't like red vines.
In a hot tub.
I don't like, just in general. I'm not yeah. a big Red Vines fan. So I'm like, yeah. Twizzler? Yeah. Catch me eating Twizzlers that have been dipped and submerged in a hot tub.
Red Vines you can use as a straw, right?
Yep.
Disgusting.
That's an abomination.
Was he doing that? That would be
drinking, the jacuzzi yeah,
drinking the jacuzzi water through a Red
like
Vine.
A hot tea. Yeah. I wish.
Can you stop eyeing every time you drink the jacuzzi water?
He kept saying, that's the thesis, and we're drinking
that's,
the hot
that's
tub.
That's the thesis.
He's like, oh, fart snorkel. It's where I fart and I try and get the air bubbles underneath the water. Okay, just me?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Person tea or person soup, either way. Not feeling it.
Yeah. Well, but I like, but I get that, but this feeling of a hot tub is nice.
Yeah. Like a hot bath, maybe.
Yeah. See, that's yeah. why you were like.
Are you an ice bath person? You said you don't like
oh, right.
Like, because I'm like an athlete. I just
right.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
ice.
I would do lukewarm. I'm like right. a big.
Oh, lukewarm?
Yeah,
really?
A lukewarm
wow.
bath.
So do you do cold showers?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you guys?
No.
In the summer?
Yeah.
When the like ambient temperature is hot, I'm like, I don't need to get this hot.
Right.
I just have need to be. Very uncomfortable to do a cold shower. Like
really?
Very. Yeah, I don't like
even
cold
with
showers.
Your sweats. You don't feel like that's not the hack to be like.
I
chill
think maybe
body
because
now.
My body showers itself in cold
it's already
sweat.
Self-regulating.
Yeah, that I don't. I've never really gotten overheated to the point that I needed a cold shower.
It see, feels so good to walk out of a cold shower. It feels like taking like an Adderall. Just like you're ready. You're really.
It's tough when it's well. See, when it's cold and you have a freezing bathroom and take a cold shower, that's a level of shivering
right.
I'm not
but,
willing to
yeah.
endure.
You only do that if. You're punishing yourself or...
Yes, or intensive. Trying to sober up.
Apocalypse.
Trying yeah. to sober up before a podcast recording.
That's right. Miles's clothes are completely drenched.
Always drenched. From, I'm always yeah. got half washed off Axe body wash yeah. on my neck.
Do hot tubs need more chemicals than a pool because like bacteria would form
so.
More easily?
And you sweat in them.
Right.
Too, yeah.
I don't know. Pool Zeitgang. Yeah. Pool maintenance Zeitgang.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all out there because we've talked when I was maintaining, trying to maintain chlorine levels.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rule? Do yeah. you need more? Need more chemicals for the soup?
Are they worse for you? Worse to drink?
Worse to drink,
Red
yeah.
Vine?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say like in Japan, right? Like there's a lot, their bath culture is very big there, but you have to clean your body before you get into a tub.
That's
you
nice.
Can't just hop in and soup it up with your dead skin.
It's
you
like
got to get all
spa.
That. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. You know, we respect, because you get, like, people clock that, and they're like, I ain't getting in that fucking bath. All this shit right. floating around. So do exfoliate the fuck out yourself.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid, there's like, this Japanese scrubbing cloth. I'm sure all Asian people have it. I remember used to fucking, in the beginning, I didn't understand why she was, like, buffing my skin down to, right. like, the new parts.
Yeah. Right.
And then as I realized later on, I was like, oh, it's exfoliating. Mm. And you got to kind of put some elbow grease into that sometimes.
Gorgeous. Mm. Do you guys go to Wii Spa a lot? Are you Wii Spa fans?
I'm not.
Same. Been once.
I feel like that's like the first thing people do when they get unemployed.
Is go to Wii Spa for
a day. Put in hours at Wii Spa.
Or go like late. Just chilled like for like deep into the night. Like after hours.
It's good self-care. Good self-care. All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Meanwhile, while we're on the subject of him turning into a tin pot dictator, his attorneys in New York argued that he technically could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue. They wouldn't be able to prosecute him until he was removed from office. And the judge
could not believe what the fuck he was hearing.
Said nothing could be done. That's your position? And Trump's attorney said, that is correct.
Well, but it's not permanent immunity.
Yeah.
That's where he's trying to be reasonable. Mm-hmm. It's not permanent, obviously.
Yeah. Once he's gone.
Then, like, whatever. But this is the other thing about all these hearings, right, with this William Consovoy, that attorney. A lot of in these hearings over his taxes in New York,
right.
He keeps saying this thing about the president is immune, okay? And the beginning of the month, he said the same shit where he's like,
you know, obviously trying to get a president caught up in legal shit would be such a distraction. But the vice president is not immune.
Right.
And they're like, this is a trial about his fucking taxes, B. Oh, what the fuck are y'all saying?
Yeah.
Then yesterday with this shit, and the same thing when he was doing the Fifth Avenue, like clapping somebody on Fifth Avenue defense, he brought up again. He's like, but, you know, however, the vice president would not have this immunity.
Oh, that's so tasty. Oh, yeah.
So it's like one of those things where, like, I think Rachel Maddow, the first time they talked about it, I was like, what the fuck? What was the point of that? Because we've seen from the beginning of the call, when the call shit came out, he was like, well, maybe you should ask Pence about his calls, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And also knowing that he sent Pence to go tell Zelensky about the military aid shit, like, as the messenger. I don't know if he's A, trying to gear Pence up as a blood offering to protect himself, or possibly using him as a blood offering to also make Nancy Pelosi the number two so the Senate Republicans would never vote to impeach him, because that would make Nancy Pelosi the president.
Oh, wow.
This is so tasty.
I don't know. Like, where's he at?
7 degree chest?
It's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's the gut. It's his gut reaction. It's like how he's
he plays cornered. Enough checkers to be like, well, if I put this piece there.
Exactly.
Then and then knock all your pieces off.
I'll knock my own piece. Then I'll flip the board.
Right.
But it's really odd how there's a lot of this, like, Pence, like, well, the vice president, like, this isn't about. This has that's the thing. None of these legal proceedings have had anything to do with Mike Pence. But
no, it's perfect. It makes complete sense. That's perfect.
Yeah, just to be like, yeah.
Yeah, of course he's setting it's setting the stage. It's
right.
Like the all these things too are kind of doing that. It's very weird because, like, the he's too dumb argument has been sort of percolating elsewhere, and it rose up to, like, oh, the Wall Street Journal is now making this
right.
Ridiculous argument
right.
for
right.
it. And this argument that, like, well, the president can do whatever he wants.
Right.
You can't hold him accountable at all.
Right.
That's also been bubbling around, and now his lawyers are saying, no, he can't do it.
Right.
He can shoot somebody. It's
yeah,
fine.
He can shoot somebody.
Right.
But all this stuff, and even the, like, you know, people dismissing, like, oh, he's not gonna do anything with the elections. And even they're like canceling primaries for him.
Yeah.
Right.
And all these things that people have said either jokingly or seriously are all, like, bubbling up to the top.
Because
he'll just any reason, anything that can keep the little rat safe.
It's like we're getting close to the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I mean, we've thrown a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget who it was. It might have been Michael Cohen, but I think it was even before Cohen flipped, where somebody was talking about just how everybody who comes into his orbit and, like, does a deal with him, he fucks over. Like, invariably, he will always fuck you over. And so many people have compromised their dignity, their politics, their careers to, you know, align with him. And he that's how he operates. He's going to fuck you guys over.
Yeah, it's like it's an observable pattern. It's his law. It's like how he lives.
Right. The Trump
and it's so obvious.
The Trump law of thermodynamics of fucking people over.
I'm waiting for the flipping on his sons. Like, who's going to be first? At least one of them. He doesn't care about his children at all.
It's got to be Eric first.
It'll be he's the least. Because
he doesn't want his namesake, you know, he doesn't want his own, his
are
junior.
Are we counting Jared?
Yes, I would
say.
Oh, yeah. Jared, I would say, is first because he hates
he's
Jared.
Not blessed.
He hates Jared.
He hates Jared.
On a deep level. He loves him because he knows that loving him makes Ivanka view him positively.
Yes, it brings him closer to Ivanka. But he hates Jared. I think he cares little or nothing about Eric because he's kind of a non-entity.
Right.
Whereas Junior is like, you're my namesake, also, and you're the dumbest one.
Right.
But also, he's like the most, like, he has the most political aspirations.
Right.
Right.
So he's Kendall Roy.
Right. He wants that sort of legacy to continue.
Yeah.
And even though I think Junior's really bad at it, his base thinks he's very good at it.
Right.
That means Ivanka's Siobhan.
Right.
And then Jared is Tom.
Yeah.
And of course, Logan Roy threw Tom out real quick.
Right.
Anyway, Succession, bring it all back.
Yeah.
Coke. That was my guess.
Yeah.
I'm curious about, like, what it'll look like, the Coke-fueled bullet orgy at the end of Scarface when he shoots his sister, who he's always, loved secretly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, right. It's like, I mean, he might just get away with everything. Right. Like, doing a term and like, oh, if I can get away with anything as long as I'm still the president, I'll just be the president forever. Right. But there is also a scenario where he does have to like turn us on this person, turns this person, turns his family. And Ivanka will be the last one and he'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He will.
So if it is Scarface, when does he kill Manolo? You know what I mean? Because that was the end. When he killed his homeboy Manolo, when Scarface shot Manolo.
Is that Giuliani? Giuliani would be Manolo?
I guess, yeah. Giuliani's but I don't know. It's so hard because I don't even see him being loyal to fucking anybody. No, so in a weird way, it's like even hard. He's not even by the Scarface narrative. We don't even know who he is or what this is.
He'd flip on himself if he knew he could get away with it.
He's like, you know who's really bad? That Trump guy. Anyway, I've been Eric Trump. I've been Donald Trump Jr. Thank you so much. What?
All of this metaphorically, of course. We don't allegedly want anyone to be killed. And we also fully recognize that this is all going to end with us in gulags and Trump dying in his dotage.
In FEMA camps.
Yeah.
Once he refurnishes the Oval Office to be plated in gold.
Yeah, just because he'll die of a stroke in his late hundreds because everyone's too scared to go in and check on him.
In his late 200s.
Right, yeah, he's going to shit himself to death on the toilet. Yeah. Right, like tweeting something about how, kiddingly, I said I shit myself all the time.
I would never do diarrhea everywhere.
I'm not diarrheaing everywhere right now. I'm not
That is such a kiddingly comment.
What is something you think is overrated?
Oh, when Jennifer Lawrence played all those 40-year-old women 5 years ago. But look, it's nothing against her. Like, she obviously is an incredible actress in the way that she was able and capable to mimic and find the nuance of people twice her age.
Right.
That was pretty wild. They're like, we can't find any actresses out there.
Are there any other actresses
to play the 40 or 45-year-olds, so we had to go to Jennifer. We had to go straight to Jennifer.
Yeah, and they gave her a funny wig and
like, a little bit of crow's feet makeup.
And they're like, pretend like you're exasperated mother of three. Great. She's like, I'm 23 years old. I just like ate In-N-Out in my Oscars dress and slipped on the ground.
That's how little I give a fuck, man.
Didn't she just get married?
She did, and honestly,
to someone with like the most weird or very
Cook Maloney, but she's so hot and talented, so it's not a knock against her. She is an incredible actress, and I wish her a lot of success and happiness, and I feel that she is pursuing that well.
Fantastic. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you were kicked out of one of her parties, right? Is this trying to paper things over?
No, but I was just even thinking that, just like when I was just shit-talking Jordan, whatever his name, I was like, God, if the Jonas Brothers heard this, I would feel bad.
Yeah.
If the Jonas Brothers heard it?
How were the Jonas Brothers, by the way?
Oh, my God. Incredible. They got...
Oh, my God. So sincere.
I went with my mother. We had the best time. Hollywood Bowl. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, but boy, those three men, they can really shake it. They can really sing. They got a lot of hits.
Yeah. Mm. No, that is for certain. I don't know a single song.
Are you
song
Jonas Brood? What are the fans called?
I'm not really sure. I'm not deep in the Jonas fandom.
Right. So how did you end up being the Jonas? Yeah, we'll go to this show.
I just knew it would be a good show. I know those men can perform. And I mean, Nick, very hot.
Right.
Who's the one that is the one that they just all steal on?
What do you mean?
Like, who's not the hot? Like,
Kevin. He's the oldest one. But
there's one named Kevin.
He smartly got married when he was like 20 because he kind of knew what it was going to be, and he popped out kids. And I think he's very happy and still married. And they seemed like they were like really having a great time because they kept saying, a couple years ago, we thought, what if we should do this again? And then we were like, would anyone care? And they kept saying that, and then the crowd would like lose their fucking mind.
I'd be like, oh, good. So you guys do care?
Right.
Great, because for a while we thought nobody cared.
That was,
All right. I'm going to go jack off backstage now. I got my fill.
That was literally what it was like. And then at one point, the whole crowd started chanting Kevin. Like they wanted to know, like they wanted to, right. him to know that have they loved, were still behind like, him, even right. though he didn't maybe have the same face.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same face as he used to, or he from does?
No, as his brothers.
As his brothers. He's yeah. not as.
I mean, weren't
looking.
They all about like abstinence? So though. Really, wasn't he just hacking the Matrix, being like, I'm trying to fuck, so if I got to marry, then let's
yeah.
do this shit.
Right. But now they all fuck. They did shots of tequila on stage. It was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. It's official. The Jonas Brothers fuck.
That is really funny. Them. Like, as somebody who's only vaguely familiar with the Jonas Brothers, I knew that two of their names were Nick and Joe, and assumed that, like, the other, there was a third one whose name I also knew, but Kevin? Yeah.
You thought
not
it'd be
even
like Trey?
Close. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Like,
I
not
will
even
confess
close
I forgot his name till at the concert. Yeah. I'm not kidding. But I don't want to be mean because I, you know what I thought, another thought I had? I said, Kevin looks good.
There you go.
There you go,
like,
Kev.
He actually seems like really together and measured. I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm like.
Do you think
now.
After they got off stage, they were like, hey, Kev, I heard somebody say you looked good. Like, yeah. shouted out, dude. Like, you.
Nah, you guys are fucking around.
No, Kev, I'm dead serious.
Shut the fuck up, Nick. I look like shit, man.
Joe, tell him I'm serious.
No, dude, Kev, you look great. Fuck you, dude. I'm a nasty old fuck. You got your hot fucking wife, and you, and I'm fucking Kevin. Fuck.
Kevin
just starts tearing up the dressing
I'm a
room.
Nasty old
Kevin.
Piece of shit.
Disgusting fuck bag, old decrepit monkey skeleton, rotting fucking mummy, opened up tomb, fuck.
No, Kev.
Kevin, I just want the record to state, has a really hot wife.
Oh, I'm sure.
He did find her in whatever Jersey County they grew up in, but she is really gorgeous.
At a certain point, was Kevin the hottest? No. Oh, wow. Oh, you couldn't
Blair,
even you couldn't
Blair
even articulate
it. She just shook
oh
her head
God.
Like, nah.
That's like a parent like coming to grips with like, and is your son good at baseball? I'm like, no.
Right.
We're not going to tell him to stop.
I don't like calling Wait. People. I don't okay. like talking meanly about people's
okay.
looks.
Sorry, no. But I don't mean to say that. Did in the lustometer for Jonas Brothers, right. was he ever breaking records? Was the Mercury
no,
ever?
There's a frantic oh. head shake.
Dude, you look like you're his lawyer or something. You're like, I should not be actually speaking about this.
Was there, wasn't there a point when they were famous when he was like the only one who would be legal for a woman to date?
But his fans, all their fans are younger than that.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Look, attractiveness can be cultivated by a whole number of things.
Fantastic.
So,
I love that
yeah.
take.
Yeah.
But let's be real. He's the nasty old one.
Right.
Who no one wanted to fuck.
I don't agree. I don't see beauty. So.
Kevin, don't Thank Kevin, you. Don't listen to Miles, Kevin.
Listen to me. I'm disgusting. I'm too vain and fuck me anyway.
All right, that's gonna do it for this week's weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.